Welcome to a journey through Holy Week. I'm Ross, and I'm glad you're here. Today, we begin our journey to Resurrection Sunday. Did its arrival surprise you, or have you been expecting it? The busyness of our lives can often leave little room for reflection or preparation. A celebration of Easter beckons us to bring our imperfections, fears, and brokenness to the feet of our resurrecting Savior. Today is Palm Sunday.
Today's reading is through Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that had followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee."
Today's scripture, read by my friend Mia, invites us into an exciting, confusing, and ultimately dangerous scene. Every person who lined the street, every person who laid down their coats and branches, knew what this moment meant. Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah. He was riding into Jerusalem just as the prophets had said that their Messiah, the King who would rule over all the earth, would do. The proclamations of Hosanna sealed this moment of celebration, that God had finally given these people the king he had promised them. But these people already had a king. The all-powerful Roman Empire, led by a man who was worshipped as a god, Caesar, demanded that there be no king but him. Even a hint of rebellion was silenced. Quickly. I wonder what it was like to be there lining the streets as Jesus rode by on a donkey. I encourage you to do your best to put yourself in their position, even though we know how the story ends, which we'll get to later this week. I find it significant that the scriptures tell us the whole city was stirred up saying, "Who is this?" Because I think the only reason you line the streets proclaiming that a prophet from a backwoods town like Nazareth is your king, when you already have a king, is because there was something about Jesus that couldn't be ignored. You see, the Roman Empire promoted peace through violence. And I think you stir up an entire city when your very presence is a promise of a true peace. These people were crying out to Jesus for him to save them. But he's already saved us. Jesus' kingdom is different. Jesus' kingdom stands for mercy, justice, and compassion. And it is on us to live into that kingdom, to proclaim with our voices and our whole beings that Jesus is our King, no matter what country we live in. What does that look like for you today? How can the way that you follow Jesus stir up those around you who do not yet belong to the family of God to ask, "Who is this?" How can we make this year's celebration of Easter within our homes resonate in our communities in a way that reflects the true kingdom of Christ? We're going to have Mia read today's passage one more time. As she does, think of those questions, but pay attention to whatever God might bring to mind. Feel free to pause this podcast if you need to, and check out all of our resources for Holy Week. Right here where you're listening, you can also find a downloadable PDF that has conversation starters, spots for prayer and reflection, and devotionals for you and your family to come together as we approach Easter and anticipate Jesus' redeeming act of mercy, let's not journey through Holy Week alone.
Today's reading is through Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that had followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee."
A Journey Through Holy Week is a product of Awana Audio and a special edition of the Resilient Disciples podcast. Huge thanks to Mia from Chicago and the team at Awana who made this podcast happen. Subscribe to the Resilient Disciples podcast wherever you listen and go to resilientdisciples.com for more resources on child discipleship all year long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with us. We'll talk tomorrow.